Your On the Mark podcast is loading now. The On the Mark podcast is sponsored by the Sunbury Motor Company, family-owned dealership since 1915, 4th Street in Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia on Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf. News Radio 1070 WKOK presents On the Mark. It's a chance to voice your opinion on the events that affect life in the Susquehanna Valley. Now, here's your host for On the Mark, Joe McGranahan.
Very much. Oh, there we go. All right.
That wasn't me.
I had my switches thrown.
Welcome back on board On the Mark. We are without power here in our studios today. I'm without commercial power, I should say. Last night, our area got whacked pretty hard by the storms that passed through, and we have been without regular power here overnight and up until this moment. So we are operating on our generator, which means that we are operating also at low power. So you'll be hearing us, if you can hear us every day on the air, and you might be having a little trouble, it sounds a little weaker today, it's because we're not operating at our full power. But I think those of you who listen to us on the web and over one of our platforms, you should be okay, all right? On the Mark is brought to you by the Sunbury Motor Company. Our telephone number, and we have two callers on the line already, 570-743-9565. Email us at onthemark@wkok.com or text us at 70236. On the Mark is brought to you by the Sunbury Motor Company, a family-owned dealership since 1915. Their North 4th Street Ford dealership in Sunbury and the Kia dealerships on Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf are the preferred dealerships here in the central Susquehanna Valley. They have an extensive inventory selection of new and used vehicles from Ford, Hyundai, and Kia. Their dealership team is ready to help you select the vehicle that's the right fit for you. They have plenty of experience and knowledge to share and take pride in helping all of their customers find the right vehicle. Their commitment to you, their customer, includes offering great finance options. They have the area's leading parts and service teams. They serve you from their large truck, body, and alignment shops, plus their repair garage for all types of vehicles. Learn more by visiting them online at sunburymotors.com, or better yet, stop in on North 4th Street in Sunbury or Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf and check them out for yourself. All right, I said we had two callers on the line. The first one is Van from New Columbia. Good morning, Van. You're on the mark.
Good morning, Joe. How are you doing?
Hanging in. How about you, buddy?
Oh, good. Beautiful morning.
Sure is.
I ought to get bonus points for getting in ahead of Stan and Eric.
Yes, you do. You're seldom our first caller, but you made it this morning.
I tried to get in there. I just wanted to talk about the issues with this presidential election coming up. On the right, we know what the issues are. We have a wide open border. We have crime on our streets. Fentanyl is killing people. There's pornography in our schools, this whole drag queen story time. We have an economy that's failing. We have America that's losing its leadership in the world. We're $34 trillion in debt. There's homelessness like never before in all of our major cities, and now it's even in smaller towns across this country. And on the left, all we hear about is therefore abortion, and Trump is going to destroy America. So that's the differences between the two parties. The one wants to deal with the issues and what this country needs. The other is, and even some on the right have given so much money to Ukraine to fund a war there, that where is that ever going to end? But we need to have leadership in the White House. And I don't care if you like the man's personality or not, but what I'm getting tired of is the lying that comes from the left. The claim before when Trump, if he gets in there, oh my goodness, there's going to be war with North Korea. And just the opposite happened. Trump went and talked to the man, something that Obama never did.
Right. I agree with you.
So it's, to me, the choice is clear. I mean, we have two men that are old, and you can pick out some things that Trump says is wrong. Well, all the stuff Trump says, if that's all the few little things you can get where he made a couple mistakes, that's pretty good, I think, because we all make mistakes when we speak. And if you had hours and hours and hours of speaking that's recorded, it would be easy to put a montage together of mistakes that are made. But every single time Biden opens his mouth, he just exudes dementia. And people that want to deny that, and they want to say about cheap fakes, they aren't cheap fakes. They're videos that are actually shown that are true. They're not generating AI-generated, you know, cheap fakes to fool people. Biden is demented, and I guarantee you, like Trump said, he's going to get a shot in his backside that's going to boost him up so he has energy, because he's low energy all the time. We see how he was at that last G7 or G8, some whatever it was, how he just meandered around, looked completely lost. When people have to take you by the arm, take you by the wrist, and guide you, you are not a leader.
I agree. I mean, that certainly looks bad, you know. And but there are people who say that when behind closed doors, this is a very sharp guy. I mean, he really knows what he's doing. He's on his A game, you know. Oh, but yet we don't see that. We don't see that much when he comes out. I mean, he came out at the State of the Union. He was pretty hyper there, I thought, close to being over the top. But he was animated. He was lively. He did seem to be in command of the facts, you know. And I think he has a good days and bad days, I guess.
Yeah, well, I think it's with him just normally, you know, when it's not some big thing. Because when it's a big deal, I do think that he gets injections so he has energy. And if you say, well, behind the scenes, he's so great. Well, that'd be like saying some basketball player, man, he's great during practice. Unbelievable. And then when you put him on the court, he can't do a thing.
Well, that's a good point. Well, yeah.
What are you going to believe? I believe the man is basically incapacitated. He's not a leader, and it was demonstrated to me, and people want to say it was a cheap fake when Obama grabbed him by the wrist and put his arm around his back to lead him off the stage there during that Hollywood fundraiser. But that man looked totally lost, and it so much reminds me. Anyone who knows anyone with dementia, like I mentioned before, my dad has Alzheimer's, and it reminds me of the early stages with him, of how he had to be redirected by putting a hand physically on him, be it on his shoulder, on his arm, or like Obama did to grab him by the wrist to get his attention, because he would just zone out. You know, and that is a sign with people with dementia. You don't have to be a doctor to understand these things. You just have to be around people that have had dementia to understand it.
Well, I hope our president isn't entering into dementia, but I would hope it's just, if anything, it's just a sign of the fact that he's 81 years old. You know, I'm 80, or I guess he's 82 now. I'm going to be 81 at the end of this end of July. You know, so I've slowed down a step or two from where I was when I was in my 40s or 50s, and that's only natural. Do I get shots to pump me up? No, but I take vitamins. Is that the same thing?
Well, I think he's getting more than vitamins. Because, you know, it's, with him, he will not talk to the press. I mean, if he said, you know, there's so many different videos I've seen of him when the press is trying to ask him questions. What president? And just to compare him with Trump, because that's who's running, Trump and Biden. When Trump was asked questions, he would stand for hours sometimes answering questions from the press. He did not, you know, have notes he would root through to answer the questions. He was able to intelligently answer the questions without having notes to leaf through.
Right. I agree.
So pardon?
I've said we'll give you the final word, sir, the final 30 seconds, and then we have two other callers we have to get to.
Well, that's the way I see it. And it's just amazing to me how the people on the left, they don't talk about the major issues. And there's like I gave you, there's a whole pile of major issues with this country. Which one's the biggest? Well, pick one. The border, crime in the streets, homelessness, whatever. But on the left, you have people crying about, well, abortion. No, hey, the Supreme Court came down and ruled that the abortion, the laws for that go back to the states. Trump did not stop abortion from being able to be performed. I wish someone would, actually, but that's my belief. But that's the difference between the two parties. One exudes hate and accuses the other side of hate. One has a candidate who is obviously losing it mentally. His cognition is very questionable. and they want to blame the other guy that his cognition is that. So it's okay. The pot calling the kettle black.
All right, man. Thank you. I appreciate your call. I'm glad you got in early for a change. Thanks a lot.
Have a good.
You too. 570-743-9565. Eric, you're next up from Port Treverton. Good morning.
Morning, Joe. It's ironic that you're in the dark this morning because you really try to help show light on different topics. So it's also ironic that what I want to talk about this morning was two things. The price of energy, and I'm not sure, I don't listen to the show every day. I miss it sometimes. Have we talked about the PP&L rates lately?
No, not lately.
Okay. So something I wasn't aware of, just became aware of looking at it. So now the price to compare for PP&L per kilowatt is down to 10 cents, and that has dropped dramatically. It looks to me, I'm looking at statistics here from 2 years ago to now, the price to compare has dropped almost 40%. So what I'm suggesting is everyone look at your energy bill, and if you're paying more than 10 to 12 cents, you know, if you're paying 12 cents per kilowatt hour, look to change. We can pretty much change any time unless you're locked into something, and you should never select an energy plan which makes you stay with and has some sort of a penalty for getting out. Vast majority of them are to the point where if you leave early, thank you very much, but it doesn't cost you anything. But bottom line is, I had a pretty good rate, and I think I did it last year. I was able to drop mine by 25% by going online and spending about 2 minutes online yesterday.
So, yeah, PA Power.
I suggest people, look into that and see if they can save some money.
The website, if you're interested, is papowerswitch.com.
And that's very important because make sure when you look at that that's where you go. Because
right.
When I went, the first two or three were ads for different companies. And you look like you're going to that, and it can fool you. Also, never change your energy based upon a phone call you receive. Because you're going to get the lowest rate. They'll say you're getting the lowest rate, but those guys are marketers, and they're getting money on top of, to sign you up. So
okay.
always make that decision yourself. Never follow what you get a phone call from. And also be very careful when you do, for the time limit, make sure you then check again. The rate I got was for 1 year. I could have gotten something like for 8 cents, but it was only for 3 months. And after that, it goes to market price, which can really fly up and cost you a lot more money. So you got to be cautious of that.
Yep.
There are savings to be had out there for people to go ahead and check on that. And I suggest people do. And the price of electricity has really come down quite a bit in the last 2 years.
Yep, it has. Yeah, but you got to shop for it. You do have to shop. I agree with you on that. Okay.
The previous caller talked about, this and that and his idea. And so many times, I guess it bothers me when I'll call them right-wing people, say, I don't care. And that's what came out of Vance. I don't care. I don't care. I don't care. I do care. And am I concerned about the current president and his health? Sure. I'm concerned about any president and their health. But what I do know is what former President Trump has said and has demonstrated. As much as everyone wants to say whatever they said, and he just talks this and that. But his statements against people with disabilities out there and mocking them, it just shows to me the true nature of the man. Frankly, I wish we had two other candidates to choose from, but we don't. So I'll take the one I know that is concerned about people, is trying to help people, is trying to lower taxes for the middle class, is not in it for the fellow rich people like President Trump is, his fellow rich people. I'm not for someone who's been convicted, and now he's trying to apparently woo the black vote by saying, hey, look, I'm just like you are, which is racist, But we'll hear by the debates tonight. We'll kind of see how things are. But already, former President Trump has said, well, I may just tank this debate. Already saying, if he does poorly, well, then he meant to. Not presidential at all. And last thing, as a hunter, I just remind all the hunters out there that licenses do go on sale today and get your doe tags, but you don't have to go on today. You don't have to stand in line. You're guaranteed a doe tag for all the areas around here until July 7th. So, go next week. Don't have to stand in line or go online and get your license. You don't have to, wait dump you first in line today. You got plenty of time to get them.
Well, you're just a fountain of information today, Eric. Thank you.
Well, thank you, sir. And you're just a bright sunshine in probably a dark studio.
No, I'm told I've been a wart on the posterior of people. But thanks for calling, Eric, as always. Appreciate your calls.
You,
take care. Bye. Okay, Eric, you've been hanging on. I'm sorry, Chris, you've been hanging on. We have a break to take, but we'll take you before the break. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. I thought the Supreme Court decisions there yesterday were pretty bad.
You didn't like them, huh?
Well, one legalizes bribery pretty much. As long as you bribe the guy after the fact instead of before.
Well, what is a bribe after the fact? I mean, if you've already done something, huh? That's called a reward. If I want you,
and you know what the law says?
What's the law say?
No reward.
Okay. So if you do something I want you to do, but I haven't asked you about it.
Textualists on the Supreme Court read no reward and then said rewards were okay. Can you figure that one out?
What was the case? I read the other decision. I didn't read the one you're talking about. So what is the issue here?
Somebody, a politician, went got a couple $1 million in grants for a company. He went to them and say, "Hey, I want $15,000 because I got you this money."
Okay. Well, he's asking for something then.
He lied consistently about it and made up excuses for. The money was really for other things, blah, 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 and did a whole series of lies because he knew he broke the law by soliciting money that way. But the Supreme Court said, no, the law is only referring to bribes that are given before the act. Things after the act are just a reward or a gratuity, which, of course, now gets Clarence Thomas off the hook, because who's to say it was for future decisions or past decisions that he's getting this money?
Well, how would you
and all these trips?
How would you
$4 million worth of $4.5 million? I think it's up to now.
But people have always rewarded political figures for their actions if after the fact. I mean, that's not anything different. It's not strictly
that's
a Republican
money in the
problem.
Pocket, $13,000 personally, not deciding to contribute to their campaign the next year or any of that.
What about Gold Bar Bob?
Well, isn't he arrested for that? He probably
gets
off now.
He's on trial, but I'm saying
unless he took the money before he solicited before the act. Then he could still be prosecuted under this law. But according to our geniuses on the Supreme Court, our right-wing geniuses on the Supreme Court, the law, even though it includes the word reward, says as long as it happens after the fact, it's okay. You can go and say, hey, pay me $15,000. I got you those $2 million in grants.
All right. Well, let's say we're in a restaurant and I get good service.
Oh, so you're going to actually justify that? You're going to be.
I'm asking you a hypothetical.
Before you accept the argument, let me know.
I'm asking you a hypothetical question. I'm in a restaurant. I get very good service.
Question. Okay,
and I choose to tip the person. I said, "Gee, I got good service. Here's $50. It's a $10 bill, but I'm so impressed by your service." That's way beyond what normally would be accepted. Should that person be arrested for accepting that?
The person didn't come over and demand the money.
No, but they provided the service they were going to provide anyway, and that's exactly what we're talking about.
Did you know it's illegal for postmen to accept gratuities?
Yeah, except that the people leave.
Legal for any federal, government employee?
Is that you realize
have you
that
ever gotten paid for doing something after the fact? And a guy, and somebody says, "Here, have $200. You've saved me $1,000."
As a matter
decision.
Of fact, I have.
Did you take it?
Yeah. Yeah, I didn't ask for it, you know. But they gave it, and they said, "Gee, what you did was very beneficial to me. I want you to have this." What do? Spit in their face and say, "I don't want it."
I don't know. It's legal. Well, he came and demanded it.
Well, that's the. I agree with you on that. If I come in and demand it and say after the fact, I come up to you and say, "Hey, Chris, I voted the way you wanted."
Well, maybe it was ruled it was okay.
Well, okay, but I think they're looking at the principle. They're not looking at the specifics. They're looking at the fact that the person
that
it was after the fact. It was after the fact. That's the defining thing. After the fact.
If you save somebody $1,000 and he came up to you and said, "Hey, I want to get $50." Out of that $1,000 decision I made.
What's he going to do if I say no? What's he going to do? Going to uncast his vote? No. He has no power over me at that point, Chris. He did what he did.
He may do it next year. You think? You think government officials should be able to solicit money?
No, I don't.
They get.
But if someone gives them money after the fact or makes a contribution to their campaign because they support them...
Money's going the other way around in this case.
Hey, we'll have to give you the final word. We have a break to take and two other callers. So you get the final word.
You think government officials should be able to go and solicit money?
No, I've said no to that. They shouldn't be allowed to solicit it, but if somebody gives it to them, that's a different story.
And okay. Did you report it as income?
Well, yeah, you have to.
Did you?
Our gifts. There's a limit on there's a limit on gifts.
I hear a little silence there.
No,
Joe.
No.
So
there's
Bye.
A limit on gifts. If you make a gift, you're allowed to do it. Okay, Tom, Stan, hang on. We got to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
There's something to be said about a sale with a handshake. A service technician who really knows what he's doing. They can explain it in English what the problem is. There's nothing better than having that friend you could trust in the area. That's Sunbury Motors, where you get selection, knowledgeable salespeople, and prices that fit your budget, and more important, that friend you can trust. Welcome to Sunbury Motors, Kia, Ford, and Hyundai. You could shop other dealers and compare prices, but at Sunbury Motors, you get their lowest price promise. They research the current used vehicle market and guarantee their used car prices are the lowest. If you find a lower price, Sunbury Motors will beat it. Three dealers all in one. See their full new and pre-owned inventory at sunburymotors.com. Pick out a vehicle you like and schedule your test drive online. Follow them on Facebook. Sunbury Motors Ford and Hyundai, North 4th Street, Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf.
Hi, this is Season. For over 100 years, the Purdy Insurance Agency has been protecting families and businesses of the greater Susquehanna Valley and beyond. With the experience of our trained and knowledgeable staff, you can rest assured that your needs will be evaluated and met by some of the industry's best representatives. No matter what your insurance needs are, call Purdy Insurance today at 570-286-5855. Visit our website at purdyinsurance.com or check us out on Facebook to see what we can do for you.
Okay, welcome back on board On the Mark. Tom, you have been very patiently waiting. You are rewarded. You are on the air. Good morning, sir.
Well, you know, I wonder what, you know, they talk about Biden. He's going to be on drugs tonight. He's going to be jacked up.
Some people believe that.
I wonder what Van is on. Van and some of your other callers are on that they're jacked up when they call this show because, and you agree with him.
Yeah, I do. Van was very reasonable, very calm. He wasn't jacked up.
Oh,
he wasn't
was.
Hyper. Oh,
he says Biden didn't do anything important. He doesn't do anything of the important things.
That's his opinion. That's his opinion.
What about the Science and Chips Act?
You keep referring to that.
I think that's about probably one of the most important. If there's anything more important than that, I don't know what it is.
How about people streaming across the border illegally? Isn't that important?
It's not as important as the Science and Chips Act, no. You think it is?
Yes, I do. I definitely do.
You definitely do. You think that we would be, as a country, we would be paralyzed if Taiwan was attacked. This country would be paralyzed in every way because... Those chips are in everything. They're probably in your toaster.
They could
your
well
blender.
Be. Yeah, no argument.
They're in car. They're in everything. Everything. that would paralyze this country.
All right.
And you think and you think that immigrants are more important than that?
I do.
Well, you must be jacked up on something then too, because there isn't anything more important than that right now.
But I disagree.
This country could be paralyzed.
You're right. I'm not going to argue that with you. We could be paralyzed if we lost our chip production. And I'm not demeaning the quality of the work being done to produce the chips here in America. It's important. I'm going to agree with you. But allowing people to stream across the border, Chinese nationals who have
no reason.
Let me finish. I'll let you talk. Let me finish.
Go ahead.
Chinese nationals streaming across the border, people who coming across the border who are murdering young children. You know, this is important stuff, too. This is our right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness is being taken away from us by illegal immigrants streaming into the country whom we know nothing about. But, yes, you're right. The chip bill is important, and I will give President Biden credit for that.
Well, you know what, Joe? They could have passed a border bill. It was made by a Republican from Oklahoma. What was his name?
I forget his name, but you're right. He was part of the group.
They had the bill, and Trump stuck his nose in. Nope, I do not want that passed because that's going to give Biden credit, and I do not want to give Biden credit. So that's on him. That's not on Biden. That's on him.
That bill was flawed in many ways, but it...
You're going to get a perfect bill that both sides are going to agree on 100%. You're not going to get it.
No, I agree with you.
It was about as good as you were going to get that both sides were going to agree on, and they were going to agree on it. Until Donald Trump stuck his nose in and said, do not pass that bill because that's going to give Joe Biden credit. That's what happened. You know that. That's what happened.
Well, I'm sure Donald Trump stuck his nose in, but, you know...
And we do need immigrants. Joe, I don't know how many millions of people came in here, but, you know, they do die. They don't live forever. They do die.
No argument. We all do, right?
Yeah. And you have to have people to work in these meat factories to pick the crops and all that stuff. They're not going to take away your job at the radio station. They're not going to take away Van's job, whatever he did. They're not going to take these jobs away that they keep saying. They're going to do jobs that nobody else will do. And they're going to pay Social Security and all those taxes, and they're not eligible to get it. And they're not eligible to vote.
But Tom,
you guys are trying to make this a political issue.
It is a political issue.
That's what you guys are trying to do. You're trying to make it a political issue. It is an issue, but it isn't as big as you guys make it out to be. It really is not.
But let me put it to you this way, Tom. If I agree with you, we need additional people in this country who produce things, and no argument. But there's a legal way to do it and a right way to do it where we understand where they're coming from, what they want.
Well, then, you know what? Then they should pass that bill, and Donald Trump
should... It's already a law.
And they should quit listening to Donald Trump, who's still running the Republican Party.
Come on, Tom. The law's already in effect. It's already in effect.
Oh, Joe, the laws are not in effect that are good enough.
Well, why not? They've been good enough for years, and they were enacted by
Democrats. Well, they weren't good enough because that's how all these people got in here. How do you think all these 11 million or 12 or 13 or 14 million people got in here?
Easy.
If the laws are good enough.
Easy. Biden didn't enforce them. Easy. Biden didn't enforce them. That's simple.
Oh, Joe, they came in under Donald Trump.
But not that many.
Under Donald Trump, just as much.
Not just as much. No.
Yes,
you're
did.
Way off base on that one, buddy. You look it up.
And
you always tell me to look it up.
He didn't build a wall. He built 30 some miles of inner wall and 40 some miles of outer wall. That's all the wall he built. And Mexico didn't pay for it.
Well, he would have built more if the Congress had given him the money.
And he talks about the crookedness of this country. Well, he wants to put the most crooked person on the face of the earth and is the presidency, who did not abide by the law where a president is not allowed to conduct business. The
emoluments clause?
He did not go by that. He broke that law. It is against the law to put your own people in government, which he did, because he didn't pay him. He said they were volunteers, and that's how he got around that. I mean,
you do remember
the guy has three more indictments of this woman that he appointed to the court that is going to oversee his trial. And that's ridiculous.
would let this thing go and have this trial, he'd be in jail. Okay, because that's a serious case, what he did there.
We'll give you the final word, sir.
And this is a guy that Dan wants to be the president?
Well,
I'd like to know what Dan's jacked up on.
Okay, listen.
Or Stan, whoever's going to probably call. I want to know what they're jacked up on.
Well, we have two other callers on the line, and we got to take a break. Hey, Tom, thanks for calling. Always like talking to you, buddy. Take care. All right, 570-743-9565. We have two callers on the line. Stan, you have been hanging on patiently. You are next. Good morning.
Oh, good morning. My Tom is jacked up on TDS today, isn't he?
You mean TDS, not PDS.
TDS.
Right.
T.
PDS sounds like something else entirely.
Well, he might have the others, too. But anyways, Eric said that Biden cares about people. That's why he's going to vote for him. Biden doesn't care about anybody but Biden. All he's worried about is lining his pockets. That's proven by his bagman Hunter getting millions of dollars for the family. That's all Biden cares about. Millions of dollars coming to the family, which includes the big guy, Joey.
Yep, 10% for the big guy.
Yeah, that's the only thing Joe Biden cares about, how he can enrich himself.
Well, I don't know that I buy that entirely. I mean, I think Biden has tried to do some good things in his career. I disagree with him, you know, but I don't think his every motive, everything he's done has been aimed at grabbing money for his pocket. I mean, he's done some good things.
He's a racist.
Why do you say that?
He's a racist. Remember? You listen to his old Senate speeches, you know, the racial jungle, and his best buds was KKK members and segregationists.
You're talking about Senator Robert Byrd.
He's a racist.
Senator Robert Byrd.
He's a racist.
Yeah.
Okay. You know, they try and pin that on Trump, but, you know, and always remember, first clean, articulate black man to enter the White House is what he called Obama.
Yep. That is what he called him. Yep.
And if you're not black, if you don't know if you're going to vote for Biden or not, you ain't black. That's pretty dang racist to me. I didn't ever hear Trump say that. Never.
Well,
so,
you're right.
And as far as Tom, the border bill that was supposedly a bipartisan bill did nothing to stem or stop the flow of illegals. In fact, it pretty much wrote into law that 35,000 a week could come across the border illegally. That's what it did, Tom. So, yeah, it deserved everything it got to go down in flames.
Well, even what he's doing now, it's down when it gets down to 1,500 a day, they call off the dogs, if you will. 1,500
right.
Still seems like a lot to me. I live in a town that has about 1,650 people, and the whole town is crossing the border illegally every day. No, that's not good.
And there's a lot of exemptions in that executive order where they don't even count those people come across, unaccompanied children and people that use the CBP One app. You know, the Border Patrol, app thing that they got so they can register in Mexico, they're not counted. So, it's all a bunch of crap.
Well, if Mayorkas is correct, a lot of these people have stopped coming over. They're saying the contacts are down some 40%.
That's how they count them, Joe.
Yeah, I guess you're right. I guess it is how you count them.
You know, if you're not counting people, the numbers will still appear to go down when you have all those exemptions. They don't count them towards the numbers. So they're, you know, the numbers will show that they're going down, and the people are still flowing in. Now, as far as the debate tonight.
Yes?
Trump is going to be debating three people. Tapper, Bash, and Biden. Bash and Tapper will be trying to cover for Biden when he gaffes. And do you realize that Dana Bash, I don't know, I think it's the ex-husband now, but she was married to one of the signatories to the lie about the Hunter laptop.
Oh, really?
During 2020, yes. He was the chief of staff of the CIA.
Oh, okay.
He was appointed there. He lied. He put his name to that fake document that lied. The one that possibly 15 to 20% of the people that said they voted for Biden, if they had known that that was true, wouldn't have voted for Biden, which would have swung the election in large numbers, wouldn't it have?
Well, it would have made a difference, yeah.
Yeah, Blinken was the one that instigated that paper for the Biden campaign, and he was rewarded with a Secretary of State job. Talk about pay for play. He was rewarded, wasn't he? Do you think that's illegal? Supreme Court rule on that one that Chris is all up in arms about?
Well,
that was his reward.
Well, you know, if it's after the fact, there's not much you can do about it, in my opinion, but...
Well, they knew it was going to happen, but he lied. He lied to the American people, you know, and these people lied. And they still got, and some of them, still, I think they all still got security clearances. They lied. They need to have the security clearances stripped. And I hope when Trump assumes office next January that he strips everybody of their security clearance that is not working in the government. And those people are not working in the government. They're all past. I don't think there is any present CIA intelligence operatives working that signed that, you know, paper. That light about the laptop.
But even so, you know...
Chris, I didn't hear Chris mention anything about the Supreme Court decision about the government being able to coerce the tech companies to censor and restrict people's free speech.
No.
Did he mention that? Because I didn't catch all of his thing there.
I don't think so. No, I don't believe he did.
Yeah, he didn't. So, but I guess, you know, so... He's all up in arms about the Supreme Court and one ruling, but this one here he must agree with, that the government can squelch people's free speech.
Yeah, well, that's the one I was familiar with this morning, the fact that they were arguing. But I think that the Supreme Court had a point. I know there was dissent. Samuel Alito wrote the dissent, and I think Amy Coney Barrett wrote the opinion supporting it, that, you know, the government has a vested interest in talking to these people if they feel the information is wrong, but they should not have the power. They should not have the power to force them to change their position. You know, and I'm a big believer in full disclosure. For example, if I say to you, I believe that vaccine for COVID is bad, I want to have somebody on right after me who says, I believe it's good. Because people then can form their own opinions, make up their own minds. But when somebody just presents something and makes it sound like that's the government's official position, that's where I have a problem, and I think that's what the Supreme Court was concerned about.
Yeah, but all the government did is suppress everything that said that the opinions that it was bad, that's for one thing. And the Hunter laptop story was squelched and banned. That was government pressure. So they went against the First Amendment, which is for political speech, correct?
Yep. Well, for any speech.
The government
speech.
Cannot restrict speech. Now, you say it's okay for the government to talk to these tech companies.
Yes, I think it
when
is.
When you have the government come to your office and say, well, we don't think this is right. It's implied force there that if you don't do what we're implying that, you know, maybe restrict this, that we're going to drop the hammer on you.
Stan, we got to give you the final 30 seconds.
The government has the full force of violence behind them.
We got to give you the final 30 seconds, sir. We have a break to take and another caller on the line. So go ahead.
All right. Well, the debate will be interesting tonight.
I think so, too.
Trump will not get a fair shake, I don't believe. I think it'll all be one-sided, and we'll have to wait and see how it all turns out. But remember, the moderators are Trump haters. Period.
They are. Okay.
Bash was married to a scum, and Tapper has called him Hitler. So y'all have a great day.
You too, Stan. Thank you. Appreciate your call. Van, I don't want to ask you to hang on any longer. You wanted one more minute. We'll give you that before we take the break.
Well, Tom wants to know what I'm jacked up on. I'm jacked up on coffee and common sense, because what's happening with this border, the illegal immigrants that are crossing there, there's children that, according to our laws in America, they are eligible to go to school. And it's going to become more of a burden on the taxpayers to take care of them in the schools. They have free health care. And the problem I have with convicted felons is not the one that's running on the Republican ticket. It's the ones that are crossing the borders that are committing all kinds of crimes. And we've heard of a lot of women being raped and murdered. So that's the problem. And Tom, if you can't see that, you got to get over your Trump derangement syndrome and look at the facts of what's going on.
Fair enough. Okay. Thank you, Van. Appreciate it. Okay, the hotlines are now open, 570-743-9565. Email us at onthemark@wkok.com. Text us at 70236.
When car repairs get difficult.
Well,
just don't know.
Me neither.
We get good. Sunbury Motors. More than quality new and used cars, Sunbury Motors specializes in complicated auto repair diagnosis. They can handle intricate repairs and even complete auto body with service open Monday through Friday, 7 till 4. And Sunbury Motors has made simple repairs easy. Maintaining your vehicle is necessary. Finding the time to do it is difficult. Welcome to Sunbury Motors Quick Lane. Just walk in or call ahead. Relax in their remodeled waiting room with Wi-Fi, beverages, and snacks. While Sunbury Motors factory trained techs take care of your oil change, tire alignments, brakes, and inspections. Quick Lane, 6:30 to 6, Monday through Friday, Saturday, 6:30 till 2. Sunbury Motors, Ford and Hyundai, North 4th Street, Sunbury. And Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. We take the out of auto repair.
Facing legal challenges? Call the law office of Gregory A. Stuck. With over 30 years of expertise, attorney Greg Stuck offers top-notch legal services in family law, criminal defense, estate planning, personal injury, business law, and real estate.
Greg Stuck handled my case with professionalism and care. He made all the difference.
Attorney Greg Stuck serves all counties in Pennsylvania. Trust attorney Greg Stuck. Visit him on Queen Street in Northumberland or online at attorneygregstuck.net. The law office of Gregory A. Stuck, your trusted legal expert.
Breaking news, everything is free admission. Everything. Concerts are chaos. Baseball games are bedlam. It's mayhem at movie theaters. But in a shocking turn of events, all is well at Knoebels Amusement Resort in Elysburg, Pennsylvania.
It doesn't work for everybody, but Knoebels is always free admission. Free parking and entertainment too. Plan your trip today at Knoebels.com.
Brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. Get a multi-policy discount by combining your car, home, motorcycle, commercial, auto, and more. All your protection in one place. Bundle and save at Progressive.com.
Okay, the hotline's still open, 570-743-9565. One of our emailers says you promised at the end of your program to continue reading my email first thing. You had an argument going on with someone, only told part of the story just to benefit the Democrats. How about reading it fully? Yesterday you ran out of time. It's about voting. Okay, you ask for it. I will read your email. I listened to the whole rally too. Of course, Tom can only pick on whatever was said. I bet he notices when he gets into the shower that the water force is controlled. If he doesn't, maybe he doesn't take showers or baths. Even in the sink, when the dishes are washed, the mechanism up inside the spigot controls the force. I had a new bathroom put in, and the first thing I complained about was the water force. The plumber said it was the law that the mechanism I am mentioning is up inside the spigot, and it's illegal to remove it. How about that? I have a dishwasher and a washer. I noticed the force in the washer, but actually I don't know what the force sounds like in the dishwasher because it's so quiet. Anyway, my clothes and dishes are very clean. Tom is a danger to any of us by his narrow, disgusting attitude. And another emailer says, I can tell, Eric, about 13 people Biden does not care about, dead Americans from Afghanistan, looking at his watch on the tarmac. Okay, and let's see. Tom wants one more minute. We'll give it to you, sir. We got the time. Go ahead.
Well, Van's got his head up, you know, where his rear end. You guys all make a big deal out of this. Do you know the amount of people that are coming over here, these immigrants, the ones that are acting, you hear about it. When an illegal immigrant commits a crime, you hear about it.
True, you
do. But compared to the amount of people that come over here, it's probably not even 1%. It's probably less than 1% of them actually committing a crime. And the crimes are being committed by people that actually live in this country. They're the ones that are committing 99% of the crimes.
You haven't heard about
this? You guys are making a mountain out of a molehill.
What about that young 13-year-old girl who was killed by two illegal immigrants?
How many other people were killed by people that live in this country? A lot more than that.
Okay, but the difference is that those people don't have to be here. They don't have to have been let in the country.
You're making a mountain out of a molehill.
No, we're making a mountain out of a mountain.
Sure, that's not good. I'm not saying it's good to them people that girl got killed by the illegals. I'm not saying that at all. But it happens in this country every day. Every day, probably 100 times a day somewhere.
All right, you're right about that, but that doesn't mean...
Well, he's making a mountain out of a molehill.
But if your child or your grandchild was killed...
It is a political tool to try to keep Joe Biden out of the White House. That's what it is. It's a political tool. And then as a Republican tool, and so are you and Stan and these other people, you're Republican tools, but you're not that smart. It ain't that hard to figure out what you're doing. You better sharpen up your tools.
And would you be a Democrat? Would you be a Democratic tool, just out of curiosity?
No, I'm not a Democratic tool.
You are? You admit to it?
No, I'm not admitting to it.
Okay, well, you sound like one. If you're calling me one, I can call you one.
Well, you can. You can do whatever you want to do. It's a free country.
Okay.
I just gave you a fact.
Okay. Hey, listen.
There are very few crimes being committed by illegals compared to the... I mean, for every crime an illegal commits in this country that came across the border, probably 1,000 other crimes are committed every day.
Okay.
By somebody that was born in this country.
Okay, Tom, we've got to move on. Thank you, sir. I actually gave you more than a minute. 570-743-9565 is our hotline number. We'll take our final break and then come back with some other information or call if you get on the line.
There's something to be said about a sale with a handshake. A service technician who really knows what he's doing, they can explain it in English what the problem is. There's nothing better than having that friend you could trust in the area. That's Sunbury Motors, where you get selection, knowledgeable salespeople, and prices that fit your budget, and more important, that friend you can trust. Welcome to Sunbury Motors, Kia, Ford, and Hyundai. You could shop other dealers and compare prices, but at Sunbury Motors, you get their lowest price promise. They research the current used vehicle market and guarantee their used car prices are the lowest. If you find a lower price, Sunbury Motors will beat it. Three dealers all in one. See their full new and pre-owned inventory at sunburymotors.com. Pick out a vehicle you like and schedule your test drive online. Follow them on Facebook. Sunbury Motors Ford and Hyundai, North 4th Street, Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf.
Summer is the right time for a change of scenery. I'm Christy Garvey. Make every day the perfect getaway with beautiful new floors from Garvey's Flooring America. Save on the largest selection of inventory in the valley with carpet and laminate floors for 99 cents a square foot or luxury vinyl planks for $1.99 a square foot. You can create the ultimate living room getaway with Garvey's Flooring America. Start shopping online today at garveyscarpet.com.
Garvey's Carpet, vinyl and tile.
Hey there, savvy shoppers. Did you know that every purchase you make can make a big impact? That's right. When you shop local, you're not just getting great products, you're supporting the community. Keep your dollars close to home and watch them grow. Local businesses are the heartbeat of the Central Susquehanna Valley. So why not make a difference with every swipe of your card or when you open your wallet? Choose local, choose community, and let's build a stronger, more vibrant Central Susquehanna Valley together. This reminder is from Weaver's Archery in Middleburg. Excellence in archery.
Okay, welcome back on board. On the Mark, 570-743-9565. Email us at onthemark@wkok.com. Text us at 70236. And Joe, you're on the Mark from Sunbury. Good morning.
Oh, well, I appreciate you with your time with Tom and letting him speak, because then he literally removes all doubt. So my other idea is about these couple of Supreme Court cases. And not long ago, the NRA sued the Department of Financial Service in New York, and the head of that was Maria Vullo. I don't know if you remember this case, but what happened was after the shooting in Florida at the school, the mass shooting that Eric notes a lot, is that this woman in charge of the financial services, she told the banking and financial lenders in New York that if you cooperate or lend money to the NRA to promote what they're doing, I'm going to punish you. Do you recall that?
No, case? I'm afraid I don't. Sorry, I don't.
Okay, it wasn't that long ago. But what it's already been ruled upon, And what they said was that a government official cannot use a third party to get done what they want done against the Constitution, right? Do you see what I mean? That, that relates to the part that we were just talking about, or you and Stan, I think, were about the case where the government is coercing Facebook or those kinds of businesses into suppressing free speech.
Yeah, I think we'd all be against
relative,
that. Right. Well, I think we're all against them suppressing free speech.
Well,
but
no, I guess not. No, I think I didn't really read that. You said you read the one about the government's allowed to, in some effort to suppress free speech, right?
Not suppress it.
They can influence.
They have a right to try to argue for their position. They should
not
they should not be able to penalize people for it.
And the whole defense of that, or what people that want the government out of that, is that once the government and the law enforcement agencies are known to say to Facebook, even Zuckerberg himself said, yeah, when the FBI called me, I got nervous. And he was going to do what the FBI suggested, if you want to put that in air quotes. He was going to do what they suggested. That's coercion, and that's force of the federal government coming against a business. So the same thing was, in my idea, is that the NRA case with this in New York, where she coerced businesses not to do business with the NRA and tried to bankrupt them. Well, here they said that, no, the government can't use their force or their strength in the banking system in New York to suppress the NRA. They had to get, because the NRA, part of that was the NRA to their members offered insurances and things like that and investments.
Joe,
I know you don't remember the case.
No, I don't. But I'll tell you what, we have one more caller hanging on that I've got to get to.
That's basically what I wanted to say, except for let Eric keep to public service announcements and not issues about the Constitution.
Okay. Hey, Joe, thank you. Call earlier and we'll get you more time. Bob from Williamsport, you're the last caller of the day. Good morning.
Well, good morning, Joe. I just was wondering what criteria you use for character assessment.
For what?
What criteria do you use for character assessment?
Character assessment? I don't know.
Yeah.
I just talk to people.
You don't talk to people?
I said I do talk to people. Why do you ask
the
question?
That's the criteria
question?
You use?
Well, what should I use? You tell me what I'm doing wrong.
Well, so somebody's of good character if they're a liar, right?
And who's a liar, Donald Trump?
No, Biden.
Well, I say Trump lies too, so come on, let's be honest about this. Trump doesn't exactly have a more than a nodding acquaintance with the truth most days.
Okay, what...
And Biden lies too. Biden lies too.
Pardon?
Biden lies too. I'm not going to argue that with you. Politicians lie. Some of them, you could say, if their mouth's moving, they're not telling the truth.
How about a thief? Thieves are all right?
Okay, we're kind of dancing around how many angels can dance on the head of a pin. So, actually, we're just about out of time.
So, the bottom line is, okay, I'll get to the bottom line.
Okay.
Biden's a liar.
Okay.
Biden's a thief. Biden's a pedophile.
Okay, I'm sorry, that's all the time we have. Bob, call back Monday, or not, rather Wednesday. Actually, folks, my age is catching up with me. I will not be here Monday. I have a little procedure I have to have done at the hospital. I'm hoping to be back Wednesday. We'll have a best of show Monday for sure. Tuesday, we may be live. We may have a best of. So join us for those two events as well. Thanks so much for listening to On the Mark. This is WKOK, Sunbury, Pennsylvania.